This is Dave Gloetz. I'm here with Ben Jarofsky of the Chicago Reader. Today we're talking about Ben's column titled On the Hook that appeared in the Reader on July 2nd, 2009. Another Olympic story. You know, it occurs to me that your reporting is sort of Olympic in its persistence. Do you ever feel like an Olympiad in doing this reporting?
One of my stories, I said there, I had a greater chance of beating Bernard Lagat in the 1600 run than the Olympics breaking even or something like that.
And we talked about that because I asked you who he was. I remember that.
Right. But anyway, yeah, so I feel very Olympic when I write these articles.
This particular article sort of chronicles Mayor Daley's position on whether Chicagoans will be footing the bill for the proposed 2016 Olympics in Chicago.
Okay.
Well, you know, you point out that they're already breaking ground or about to break ground on some of this stuff, like the housing that's going to be in the site of Michael Reese Hospital, the Olympic Center in Washington Park. And when the mayor says that the city won't pay for any of that, I'm guessing he expects reimbursements to take place from the Olympics themselves. Have you seen a budget?
There is a budget, but it's not a like an itemized budget, you know, with dozens of line items. It's just an overall general budget, and the estimated cost of the Olympic Village is $1 billion, and the estimated cost of the Washington Park Stadium, I can't remember off the top of my head, $300-400 million. So I just work from the assumption that, this being Chicago, if we do get the Olympics, the actual cost of all these projects will be far greater than whatever their projected costs are. I work for the assumption that two things are at play here. One, Mayor Daley and his Olympic planners are underestimating the cost of these projects. And two, they're overestimating the amount of money they'll be able to raise from the private sector to pay for this.
Is that where the revenues chiefly come from, private sector commitments? Does that mean that, for example, Boeing gives the city $1 million to put their logo on a banner in Washington Park? Is that the form?
Yeah, there's
with revenues?
Many different forms, and that's one form.
So that's, sponsorship.
Sponsorship, ticket sales.
So the city gets the revenues from the ticket sales.
Well, it goes to the Olympic Committee. I mean, the Chicago Olympic Committee is going to be operating this. But yeah, that money that is raised through the sale of Olympic tickets, through the sale of TV rights, advertising, sponsorships, all these corporate sponsorships, all these things, the sale of paraphernalia. For a long time, they talked about raising money by selling Olympic t-shirts. I remember the press release where, like, they put the logo on a hat. Every time you buy a hat, that money would go toward the Olympic construction costs and what have you.
So let's back up a step. After the city hypothetically gets the Olympics, then there is this organization formed. It's a...
Well, the organization's already formed. The Chicago, in almost all these agreements, the Chicago 2016 Olympic Committee is the overseer. The city of Chicago gives them the authority to oversee the Olympics.
I remember reading that the Olympic Committee saying that it as a body dissolves once the city is awarded the Olympics, and then a new organization is formed to actually implement the Olympics.
These could be details beyond my scope of...
But regardless whether
it's a private entity that will be overseeing the whole operation. It won't be the city council. It won't be the Department of
Planning. Right,
Planning.
And it will take in all the revenues
and then
presumably have a contract with the city of Chicago that says all the revenues go to the city of Chicago less the operating costs.
I presume that contract's already been signed. In fact, almost all these deals, there's contractual language between Chicago and whatever this governing board will be called. But the larger point in terms of how they're raising the money is they're going to raise the money through corporations eager to take advantage of all the attention.
So sponsorship plus ticket sales plus gigas.
TV revenue.
TV revenue, so yeah. Advertising.
Yeah, that's how they're going to raise the money.
Let me ask you about another development. Recently, the city council passed an ordinance led by Alderman Burke, Edmund Burke of the 14th Ward, and Patrick O'Connor of the 40th, that called for a third party, such as the Civic Federation, to analyze the Olympic bid. What do you think of that?
I had a laugh because, first of all, why isn't the city council itself analyzing it? They should have done that before they approved the $500 million expenditure back in March of 2007. If I were the Civic Federation, I would never take that gig. Because essentially, the city would be putting pressure on you to put your stamp of approval on an operation that no legitimate watchdog group could sanction. I think what we're seeing right now is we're getting a deafening silence from Civic Chicago, from all the mainstream watchdog groups, even the park watchdog groups, the budget watchdog groups, because nobody really wants to challenge Mayor Daley on this. So they're kind of all looking the other way as this monstrosity churns toward approval. Now, the editorial pages, which are obligated to take a stand, are starting to ask questions, okay? But they have been cheerleading the process up till now. They should have been asking those questions before they cheered on Chicago to get the U.S. Olympic nod. I remember editorials saying, what a great time this is for Chicago. You should feel proud. None of these questions were being raised, much less answered at that time. So for this late stage to get a civic group like the Civic Committee or the Chamber of Commerce, whoever they want to bring in, to put its stamp of approval on this thing would be, I think, a disaster for that group. They would be put in a very awkward situation. I don't know how, with a straight face, in these hard fiscal times, when the city's so broke, when the schools are broke, when the parks are broke, they could say with a straight face that this will pay for itself and it's worth the risk. I don't really know how they could do that.
I think we'll leave it there. Good luck in your sprint to the finish line on Olympic reporting.
October 2nd.
All right. Ben Jarofsky of the Chicago Reader, thanks for joining me today.
Thank you.
This is Dave Gloetz. You've been listening to the rest of the story. When you have a chance, check back at MrRadio.org for further installments or subscribe to our podcast. Thanks for listening.